to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's kick things off on the ESPN Outdoors Report, because we're going to bring in Pete Hupp from Best Damn Guiding Services, talking to us in the rain on Winneconne today. Is that about right?
Yeah, it's pouring out here right now. I'm just pre-fishing for the AIM Championship here this weekend and Friday, Saturday. And I had been fishing Winnebago. I found some fish out there, but looking for bigger fish up here in the Northern Lakes.
So, have we ever talked about the Northern Lakes before? What kind of fish can you catch there? And just what are your thoughts on those?
It can be the same fish run this whole system, but just a matter of finding where the better average fish are. Being a 2-day event, you're going to want pretty good weights going into day two to stand a chance. So I'm looking for 20 plus fish today.
So when you pre-fish a tournament, what do you look for? How do you just look for different spots, or what does your procedure look like?
I'll try many different techniques. I'll troll harnesses, crawler harnesses, crankbaits, some big, some small. The fry right now, there's a big perch hatch on Winnebago, and I've heard that the smaller crankbaits have been outperforming the big crankbaits like in past. So just a matter of kind of matching what the fish are feeding on.
What have you been hearing about the bodies of water? I know for you, I can ask across the entire state of Wisconsin, because you're all over. Just what have you been hearing about the fishing?
I ran into some perch, but I kind of left them alone because I'm looking for walleyes. I found some big perch on Winnebago, and I've been seeing lots, like hundreds of boats perch fishing this past week here in this heat. Usually you get these hot, muggy days, and that really gets the perch fired up. And talked to some people that are doing quite well. And I would say now and all the way into September, you're going to be able to catch some perch on the chain up here.
Okay. How about anything Beaver Dam Lake or anything around the city of Beaver Dam or Dodge County?
Yeah. Well, my tournament was this past weekend. There was some real nice fish caught, big bass and walleyes. I guess I took fourth. I actually went for bass first and we got that. And then I got a legal walleye, but the bass was still heavier. My smallest bass was still heavier than the legal walleye. So I brought in three bass. Several teams had three walleyes, and the biggest, I believe, was 6.5 pounds. So that was a real nice fish. And more of those fish are starting to bite on Beaver Dam. So I think it should be getting better here soon, too.
So what is August like for fishing in our area?
It's not like June and July, but there's less people out. But I think the bite should be getting better, definitely. So if you plan on fishing, I would say now's the time to get out.
Tell us about Best Damn Guiding Service, what you offer, and how people can get in touch with you.
If you'd like to book a trip, I fish anywhere 50 miles from Beaver Dam, north or south. A lot of the Madison chain I do, and the bite's been really good there still. If you'd like to book a trip, call me at 608-609-2707 or send me a message on Facebook under Pete Huff for Best Damn Guide Service.
All right, Pete, I always appreciate checking in with you, and always when I call you, I never know what lake you're going to be on when we answer the phone. So appreciate you giving me some time, and good luck in your tournament.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Wade.
Let's turn our attention to the Madison chain with Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle in Madison. Pat, how's the week been out in your neck of the woods?
Well, it's been hot, like pretty much everywhere else, which has kind of slowed the traffic here at the shop. You know, folks don't like sitting out in a boat in 90-degree weather, but that doesn't mean the fish aren't biting. The action around town's been great, and lots going on.
So what have people been catching in that heat this week? Have the fish been biting?
Well, I guess on the bluegill side of things and panfish, you can pretty much find everything you need there on weed lines. So 10 to 15 feet of water, find a weed line, and you'll likely find fish. On the more of the game fish side of things, a lot of those fish during this hot weather tend to move out a little bit deeper. So you find them bass, smallmouth bass, on shoreline breaks, in rocky areas. Walleyes will be found out there too, but a lot of the walleyes are moving out to mid-lake humps, where they'll spend the rest of the summer out there, and they can access the deeper cold water and then move up on the humps and move in shallow at night to feed.
If somebody's never been to the Madison chain and they want to maybe bring their boat down, is there maybe a good place to start if you're just trying to figure things out? You said look for the weed lines, but is there like a place they should put their boat in and kind of stay in that general area?
Well, of course, they can swing by the shop, and yeah, we can always help people point them in the right direction. But generally, this time of year, If you just find a weed line, you're likely going to find fish. If it's panfish, for sure, you'll find them there. But there's lots of bass, walleyes, and pike cruising around that are chasing around those panfish. So my advice to folks this time of year is launch where you want and find a weed line, and you'll likely find fish.
Well, and you have to find DNS Bait and Tackle, as you mentioned. Tell us where that is located and how they what they'll find there at the store.
Well, yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right at the corner of Northport and Sherman, or Troy Drive. We have full selection of all the things you need to get out on the water, all the bait you could ask for. And like I mentioned, most importantly, local advice. I'd let you know where fish are biting and help put you on those fish.
And to get the full report on the Madison chain, how can people get your legendary historic report every week?
That's right. We do a weekly fishing report every Friday morning, update that. We do post it on our social media, Instagram, Facebook, and our YouTube channel. You can find that at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop. Otherwise, we got the old school fishing line, which is, you can call that in and listen to it, 608-BIG-FISH. That's 608-244-3474.
Pat, I appreciate all you do for us. Good luck fishing, and I encourage anybody fishing in the Madison area, your first stop has to be DNS Bait and Tackle to get off on the right foot. Thank you, sir.
Thanks much, Wade. My pleasure. You take care.
Moving over to Fishtails right now in Fox Lake, we bring in Dave. I know it's been hot out there, Dave. How's the fishing been at Fox Lake?
Well, the guys that are going early or late in the day. You know, middle of the day is brutal. And it's been warm, and it's going to be warm through the end of the week. But next week looks like it's supposed to be a little bit better, like in the 70s. There's still been a lot of guys out, and they're doing quite well. The panfish bite is really good. And actually, which is unusual, is a lot of really nice perch are showing up in people's bags because, you know, everybody complained about small perch. But there's some really nice perch in this lake all of a sudden, and you know, not huge numbers, but when you get a nice one, you know, it's like 11, 12 inches. So that's a good thing. The walleyes are still biting on the reefs early and late, and trolling has been phenomenal. You know, the pike and bass bite is up and down with the weather. For the most part, it's been pretty decent. I know they're getting some crappies on Beaver Dam early in the mornings, and then by 8, 9 o'clock, yeah, it's been a decent bite. It's just not a lot of activity with people when it's like this weather. And it's pouring rain right now, so we don't have a lot of guys out yet today.
Why do you think the perch bite all of a sudden showed up? Is there any specific reason you can hypothesize?
Well, from years and years of stocking thousands of them, that's what our Fox Lake property owners do is all the money they collect for their events and everything we use for stock in the lake. And that's a huge part of our stocking is the perch. And, you know, when the pike population is down and whatever, I mean, they aren't being eaten before they can get big. So, and lack of pressure last winter for no ice and a bunch of different factors. But eventually, you know, they grow up and there's some really nice perch showing up. And that's a really target fish for a lot of people, and when I started coming here, it was a perch lake. I mean, that's what people were catching, but you know, it goes through cycles, so I hope it's back because that's a big draw.
Well, Fishtails is a big draw as well. Tell us about Fishtails, where you're located, hours, and what you have in the store.
Yeah, we have basically everything you would need. You know, we rent boats. Please call ahead if you want a boat, and you can pull right up, get gas. We have all the bait you would need and baits, so and liquor. But, yeah, it's pretty much a full-thing shop. And stop in anytime. We're open 6 to 6 Saturday through – or Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sunday. Right downtown Fox Lake by the bridge.
Dave, I appreciate all you do at Fishtails, and we'll chat next week. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro, Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
Let's bring in our resident outdoorsman on the ESPN Outdoors Report right now, Rick Wendland. Rick, how has your week been? Where have you been?
Well, we had our open tournament on Big Green here last Saturday, and, you know, there's quite a few fish caught. We had lots of teams fishing it. We just couldn't get any big fish. I mean, we had nothing over 3 pounds. We caught like 40 fish that day. Just couldn't get any big ones, but there were sure some giants brought into the scales. I mean, there were several fish in a 4 to 5 pound range, and, you know, a lot of guys had good days. But, you know, Big Green is kind of turning on again this time of year. But, you know, this whole past week, it's been dead calm, and that usually turns the fish down a little bit. I mean, I've been out on Fox Lake almost every day and doing pretty well. The crankbait bite is really good in the morning and you know, right at evening at dusk. But during the day, it gets a little tough to catch fish when the water's slick.
Now, you mentioned Big Green turning on. Is Big Green always turn on this time of year, or is it just what's happening now?
Yeah, usually, you know, the first 2 weeks of August, Big Green can be absolutely fantastic for whatever reason. You can go and you can have 30, 40, 50 fish days out on Big Green, but the key is, you know, this time of year, you got to fish a little deep. You got to be in that 10 to 20 foot range and mostly like in the 15 foot range, but it's all where you find the green weeds, you'll find the bass and the walleyes.
Hey, I was talking to Dave over at Fishtails. He was saying the perch bite's picking up on Fox Lake. Have you fished for any perch over there? And he said they've been getting pretty big.
I haven't fished for them, but I can say in the last couple of evenings I've gone out, I've actually caught quite a few nice ones on crankbaits, and some crappies. They're coming in shallow. I mean, we're fishing rock piles in like 2 foot of water, 3 foot of water. And I was surprised, the other night, how many perch and crappies we caught fishing for bass.
Yeah. And he had talked about the importance of the people in Fox Lake, really making an effort to kind of stock Fox Lake to get that perch, population up. And he says, maybe you're starting to finally pay off and turn a corner there.
Oh, I think it's with the perch and it's with the crappies as well. You know, forever, Fox Lake is known as the crappie lake, and crappie is a big cycle fish. You have some great years and you have some really bad years, and actually the crappie fishing as well is really coming back. But, you know, I personally don't know anybody that's been out here perch fishing, but, you know, the scuttlebutt at the bait shop, you know, where we solve all the world's problems, there's a lot of guys out there fishing for them.
Any other lakes? Have you heard anything about any other lakes this week, Rick?
The only thing I've heard is, you know, Big Cedar over in West Bend, a lake that's actually kind of local that nobody talks about, and Pike Lake over in Hartford is another lake that really nobody talks about. But I know Pike Lake in particular, the bass and the walleye bite is really good over there right now. And it seems like, you know, everybody, it's only 25 minutes away and nobody talks about it, but it's a nice little lake over there in Hartford.
Well, tell us about Raw Bass Customs. No matter what lake you fish, if you want to hit your limit, Raw Bass Customs baits will definitely help that, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the crankbait bite on Big Green and Fox Lake is really good right now. And it's, we paint over 50 different kinds of blanks in any color you can imagine. And they're available locally here at Fishtails, who just got a big refill the other day, in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle and Portage, and Dick Smith and Pewaukee. They got a bright green label on them, and you can't miss them.
All right, Rick, booking trips, are you all booked up for the rest of the year?
I got like the third week in August open yet. That's it. So if anybody's looking for a last-minute deal or wants to get out before the snow flies, you can give my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467.
All right, Rick Wendland, our resident outdoorsman. I appreciate your time, and we'll chat next week.
All right, buddy. Sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.